Welcome to the UK MSTN Podcast Show 12. In this podcast, I get a chance to talk to the PEX team, which is a white box testing tool, while over at TechEd Europe in Berlin. The show is recorded on the 9th of November. All of the podcasts are available at bit.ly/MSTN podcast and also now on Channel 9. Hope you enjoy the show. Hello, folks. We're here at TechEd Europe in Berlin, and I've had a chance to speak with the folks responsible for PEX. So if you could introduce yourselves.
So hello, I'm Pelly Dualeu. I'm a developer for the PEX team for almost four years now. And I'm really happy to be at TechEd talking to this
with your own stand, which is as big as the .NET stand. So I quite like that. And yourself?
Hi, I'm Nikolai Tillmann. And so I started the PEX project around 4 years ago.
So you both went on PEX for some time.
Yes, sometimes. And we are together... The PEX team.
The PEX team. So you are responsible for program management, development, testing.
Everything.
Making the coffee. The whole thing.
Yes.
Marvelous.
Sometimes we get interns to take care of some part of it.
They do the coffees then.
They do the coffees really well. Okay. So not many of the folks I meet when I'm out and about have heard of PEX. And actually not many of the people I work with are doing any kind of automated testing. So it'd be useful to start with no real assumptions about what somebody already knows in those areas. So how would you explain PEX to somebody new to the whole world of testing?
Okay, so let's talk about unit testing. So unit testing is a development practice where you write small tests to test a small piece of code. And it's really something that developers do. It gives you fast feedback and it's very successful. And typically a unit test is composed of three main ingredients. You have some piece of data that you pass into your API that you're testing. So you have some method calls then. That's the second ingredient. And then at last, you want to write some assertions that test what your program is supposed to do. Right? So it's three pieces, okay. Data, method calls, then assertions.
And so with PEX, we really want to change the way how we deal with the data part. Because often in a test, you have to write down the data, but it doesn't really matter. For example, when you test some collection and you want to say that, well, when I add this element, then it should be contained afterwards. Really, it doesn't matter for which element you do this. It should be true for any element, right? And if you have a hash table, it might be important because of the hash functions, which values you use. So it might be easy to overlook cases if you only give a few values yourself. And PEX changes all of that because PEX chooses the values for you. In a clever way, by analyzing the code, looking at the hash functions, trying to figure out what values actually matter.
So practically, this means that you used to write closed methods without parameters in unit testing. Now PEX allows you to write unit tests with parameters, so just a method with parameters, and PEX actually generates data for that. So PEX is going to save a test suite of unit tests that call into the parameterized test.
Okay.
It's all integrated into Visual Studio, and it works for all the test frameworks.
And you describe PEX as white box testing. So
Yes. That
would be about looking at the code
exactly. Versus
black box testing.
Yes, PEX looks at the code that gets executed, all of the function calls, all of the branches in the code, and then PEX puts together big constraint systems, and it uses a constraint solver to figure out which inputs will trigger which corner cases. So it's really looking at the code, taking apart all the if statements that you have written in the code.
So in a sense, our mission statement with PEX is trying to cover every reachable statement in your code.
Yes.
And it just happens that this finds bugs for a good reason. Every assertion that you write in your code is actually a branch. It's basically implemented by if the condition doesn't hold, throw the assert exception. So at some point, PEX is going to try to create an input that triggers that assertion. And basically find a bug. So we try to cover every branches, and then as a side effect, well, we're finding bugs in your code.
Okay. So how would you get started using PEX? So if a developer's sitting there and thinking, should I use PEX, should I not use PEX? When should they use it? When should they not use it?
So when you're already writing unit tests, it's often an easy step to use PECs. So just look at your test cases, and if in some of them the values don't quite matter, just make some parameters and use PECs. So in fact, we have looked at a number of patterns when it makes sense to use PECs, and we have published a document on our website about that, where you can see what are typical kinds of test cases where PECs is really good at finding values.
So we have the super short tutorial, the less short tutorial, the very long tutorial, and we have specialized tutorials for testing SharePoint services, for example, with PECs, and we're planning to add more. So everything is on our website.
So it works with Visual Studio 2008, and it works with Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2. Yes. Great. And what's the plans for the future with PECs?
So one more thing, works with both versions of Visual Studio, but it's for .NET programs.
Okay.
So if you're writing unmanaged code, C++, and PECs doesn't work for you.
Okay. So future plans then. What's hopes to happen next?
So we have got a lot of feedback since PECs got released on DevLabs, which is a site of incubation projects of Visual Studio. And one of the feedback we got a lot is that especially with PECs and unit testing, it's important to isolate the test from the environment. And we have started to work in that direction. Maybe Hill, you want to say a bit
more? So we basically added a framework in PECs that allows you to replace any .NET method with your own delegates. That means any dependency that you're calling, you can replace it with your delegates and isolate your code from the environment. And this enables to unit test code that would depend on a database or on web services, you know, where everything is hard-coded, and it makes unit testing really hard because it's really an integration test. Now you can isolate from that and get fast unit tests that your developer can run really easily without having to do a complicated setup. So that is fully integrated with PECs and the PECs analysis engine.
And that is brand new. We just put that out a month ago. So you asked about what's coming next. We are going to improve that a lot using your feedback from the developers out there. And I think you can expect to see much more features coming out in that direction.
So in terms of longer future, we are an incubation project for Visual Studio. And in a sense, it's the user who decides what's going to happen next for PECs. If people go to our forums and tell us they love it or hate it or something like that, then that's where the pitch is made to Visual Studio to turn PECs into something else.
It's not a product yet. It's an incubation project, and it depends on your feedback to see what happens next.
Now, one of the things that impressed me was when I'm working with developers who are using mocking frameworks, they're typically using open source mocking frameworks, except when they need to mock out something like HTTP context, so something that they don't own the source code for. They tend to then have to go with a commercial solution like TypeMock. And you guys promised me that PECs could do that. It could actually mock out things like HTTP context.
So as part of the PECs infrastructure, we already had built all the low-level tools to do that. And our new framework called Moles can definitely deal with with HTTP context. It can also deal with SharePoint services 2007 or 2010. Imagine running your SharePoint service on your Win7 machine without SharePoint installed.
And you also mentioned Entity Framework as being another good example of being able to mock out the persistence layer.
Any .NET method can be replaced by your own delegate. That's the idea.
Thank you very much, folks. Anything else before we finish?
Go and try it out. It's there.
Marvelous. Thanks a lot. Yep.